My name is Alicia Jones, and today I will be interviewing Myra Holland. Because being an African-American female in today's society is challenging, there are so many expectations you are meant to uphold. Foremost, as you carry yourself, can be a large factor in how you thrive in society. Today, there are so many ways an African-American woman can be portrayed through so many different lenses. I question, how can an African-American female feel like they fit into society without conforming to the standard and stereotypes commonly displayed? To discuss and answer this large research question, I requested to interview my mother, based off her past experiences in predominantly white universities. Hello. For the viewers, one more time, can you state your name and what universities you attended?
Myra Sharice Holland, St. Joseph University, Drexel University, Temple University, Eastern University.
Okay, I want you to say the first word that comes to your mind. Identity.
African-American.
How about American dream?
Caucasian.
More personal. Let's say, how did you get to this point in your life? What challenges have you had to overcome that maybe you didn't think you would ever overcome?
Going to school at night, working a full-time job, and raising two children by myself.
It had to be hard.
Very hard. Very time-consuming. Had to be very organized and have good management skills.
And balance it out. Yeah, planning things out one day at a time, making sure it was all together.
Hard. Keeping abreast of things that goes on in the world. But I still feel like I have some stumbling blocks because I'm an African-American female, and African-Americans are always going to face stumbling blocks in working America.
Do you think that African-Americans have a harder time in certain institutions, such as school or work, than white Americans?
Yes.
Do you have any examples from maybe your history or people around you that you've seen?
African-Americans, educated and non-educated, not making the same salary as a Caucasian that's educated and non-educated. I'm an HR and I see that stereotype every day.
Okay. I began to wonder about how some stereotypes that she heard growing up could have impacted her identity. Is her version of identity possibly even changed because she thought about labels and this negative connotation of a black female always? Was it something that she even believed in? Did it even cross her mind for more than just a time period of being in school?
It hasn't changed my identity. My identity is my identity. But it does stop me from moving where I would like to move in society because of my race and because I'm a female and because of my background.
Okay. So what moments or experiences defined or influence who you are today do you think that they have because you are African-American female?
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks.
So I began to wonder, could religion have an effect on Myra's identity or her socioeconomic status, possibly even her political stand view? Yet all of these factors could also be turned around and severely hinder someone because they identify with it, or even because they have a certain faith in something. Nevertheless, including the possibility of being excluded because of their socioeconomic status, even though it's just another number for someone else in their system. So, I asked my mom, what was her opinion on all of this? Did she even have any experiences where she was excluded because of what she identified with, what she felt like she belonged to, or what she had faith in? Her response was so real and it connected to so much I've already heard. It really made me notice that a lot of African Americans don't believe that the system is made for us. And this was her real response.
Form of discrimination that's hitting, and it makes it hard for our race to find jobs.
Yeah. So do you think society constructs or destroys feelings of identity?
Yes, it does. They keep statistics on our identity.
Because of her career, I sought out the opportunity to gather more in-depth information about what true identification versus the option to opt out of identifying really does to your application when applying for a job.
We say, oh yeah, well you don't have to identify, but we don't usually talk about the downsides of what happens if you all those demographics to show when you put up, like, information on your website or about your company and stuff, right?
But they're not going to be able to identify and say that, because if they say that, then they're opening themselves up to a form of discrimination and a discrimination lawsuit, which is very hard to win in the Commonwealth.
She also told me that because she works in human resources, if you don't identify, then they usually don't read your resume. Race is considerably a large discussion and very controversial, especially on the topic of if you should identify with race. Why do we identify with race, and should we?
Is necessary to identify with?
I think America has made us believe that we have to identify with it. I don't think it's necessary. And maybe I'm saying that because of my HR background.
It's not something you can really change.
No, you can't.
Race without socioeconomic status, without any of that. How do you identify yourself as? Like a strong, independent African-American female in America, as openly willing to do whatever, challenging. How would you describe yourself, your identity?
Communicator. Think outside the box. Always looking for ways to improve.
Definitely.
Always looking for ways to learn.
Definitely. I agree with you. Was there ever a time when your sense of belonging or identity was questioned by someone else?
Yes. I've had that happen to me at an interview. I was being interviewed for an HR position, and a lady that I was interviewing with at a university wanted to know, why did I have a master's degree?
How did that make you feel?
Coming from someone of my same race, it made me feel like I wasn't going to get the job. Maybe I had more education and more work experience than she had, and maybe she felt intimidated by it. That's normally not a question you ask in an interview.
Right. So how do you think that you are viewed in today's society?
As an African-American educated woman, not being paid what she should be based on her education. Like most people in society, we just based off of a number. That's why they give us social security numbers.
That's like our tag number. It's our ID number.
That's our ID number to you need the world.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I could agree with you on that. I mean, I feel like we get a number for everything that the government or either America wants us to be conformed as.
Yeah.
When you take your SATs, you get a number.
Health insurance, you get a number.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're all this group of data. We're numbers. Like, we have to keep our things and what's most important to us inside this locked drawer. So do you think that these numbers make up our identity?
Yes, they do. That's why we have census reports that come out from the government. And that's why we have quarterly census reports that we do in HR to keep track of all of the numbers. Everything is a number.
Yeah. I like that, the analogy of people are numbers.
Numbers.
Do you think that your neighborhood or where you're from has shaped who you have become?
No. Hell no.
Why not?
Because I'm not, just because I live in the world don't mean that I have to be of the world.
That's kind of like my large research question.
Society uses that with African-American males. Or they have their pants down off their butt, so they thugs, or they going to rob you, or they going to stick you up, or they don't have a job, or they come from a welfare parent. That's society. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the truth.
I asked her for her opinion on a tweet from Amanda Stenberg. She's an actress. The tweet was made in July 2015 on the quote, angry black woman, or girl, unquote, which is a stereotype given to black women that are usually assertive with their points, seemingly aggressive, blunt, or commonly seen to have an unpleasant demeanor in their facial expressions. The tweet reads,
in the angry black girl narrative, it's just another attempt to undermine certain perspectives. I have strong opinions. I am not angry. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
How so? Like, what points of hers makes you agree to her narrative?
Just because you give your opinion and come on strong doesn't mean that you're angry.
Do you feel like you ever can become an African-American female and not be conformed to the stereotypes America puts
you in? No, I'm always going to be conformed to that type.
Well, not conforming to any standards. I wanted to know what makes her unique, so I asked her.
My numbers are different from everybody else's numbers.
Meanwhile, she's known the opportunity to make it into a closing joke.
Well, thank you so much for having this interview with me today.